Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 13 of In His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. And again, I thank you for letting me share in these devotions together. We're looking at worship this whole week. And today specifically, we want to look at the power of praising God together. Paul David Tripp wrote, "Corporate worship is a regular, gracious reminder that it's not about you. You've been born into a life that is a celebration of another." And someone has said, "We not only congregate together, we also celebrate together." And our text is from Psalm 95, 1 and 2. "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise." Now think about this. Bible scholars tell us that the church has used the opening verses of Psalm 95 as a call to worship from the 4th century onwards. It is known by many as the Venite, from the Latin word for come, which is the first word of the psalm. Psalm 95 reminds us of the power of praising God together. The key to the psalm is the phrase, "Let us." That's found 6 times in 11 verses. There's something powerful that happens when God's people come together for corporate worship. Our worship gathering should be characterized by joy and thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Corporate worship should be a celebration. Now, notice the following scriptures that speak about worshiping God together as a body of believers. Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Ephesians 5:19, "Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart." In Hebrews 10:19-25, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." You see, God has called us and created us to be worshipers. He places us in a family of faith and a body of Christ so that we can learn to worship him together. While worshiping God is an everyday opportunity for every believer, coming together for corporate worship is a special privilege that produces supernatural results. While we don't need a building to worship God, Scripture is filled with references about assembling to worship him. One day a great multitude that no one can number for every nation will stand before the throne, worshiping Jesus with palm branches in their hands. They will be singing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." That's Revelation 7:9-10. Since we'll be worshiping the Lord together in heaven forever, we need to learn how to worship God together now. Worship is first and foremost about God. We come to worship to praise him, not for what we get out of it. When our attitude about worship is right and our focus is on God, worship transforms us. However, that is not our motive for worshiping. Our goal is simply to praise God. Corporate worship has a way of challenging us to focus first on God and then on the congregation as a whole. Worshiping with others challenges us to deny our selfish desires. Bob Coughlin shares the following insight into the danger of becoming selfish when it comes to corporate worship. On Sundays, God wants us to do more than sing songs together and have wonderful worship experiences. He wants to knit the fabric of our lives together. For many, church has become all about me. What I'm learning, what I'm seeking, what I'm desperate for, what I need now, how I've been affected, and what I can do now. We see ourselves as an isolated, individualistic, me-obsessed culture. Rather than seeing ourselves as part of a worship community, we become worship consumers. Hey, don't ever underestimate the power of worshiping God together. Corporate worship can transform your life and teach you the joys of putting God first and considering others ahead of yourself. Therefore, let's answer the call of the psalmist together. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Now, how would you answer these questions? 1. What temptations do you face in corporate worship? And 2. What are the benefits of worshiping God with other believers? Question number 3. Note the following quote from D.A. Carson. You cannot find excellent corporate worship until you stop trying to find excellent corporate worship and pursue God Himself. How can you stop critiquing worship as a performance and start experiencing it as a privilege? And 4, what is your response to the following thoughts by Warren Wiersbe? True praise ought to be continual. Let us continually offer the praises to God. That's Hebrews 15:15. The person who doesn't find beauty in his or her own backyard is not likely to find it in some distant place. And the Christian who cannot praise God anywhere at any time is not likely to praise Him enthusiastically in a church worship service. Let us pray. Oh God, these questions are tough. And if we answer them honestly, we'll become people who know more about worship and genuine worship, and we'll be able to participate with others here on earth like it's going to be in heaven. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.